Marketing. Hello, this is the Matrix Transformation Club, and it's our first meeting on our session for March. And I'm going to, there were two things that I wanted to just briefly talk about before we get into the clearing, and I'd like to really focus on clearing. So one is that the theme of the month that I had is around creativity and where we block our gifts. And we may block our gifts because they've not been seen or invited to the table, in a sense. The character I have for the month is, and we dealt with her, or we had her in the 13th, in the Money Marathon, was the 13th wise woman in Briar Rose, who's not invited to the feast because there aren't enough gold plates. And in the process, she's not able to give her gifts. So what I'm seeing there is that is maybe those of us who are on the call looking at our creativity and where we've blocked it and where we, in for some reason or another, won't don't want to look at, don't want to really go forward creatively, or don't go fully forward creatively because our gifts haven't been recognized. And the theme of the month, but I'm not, because we've dealt with it in the Money Marathon, and both of you have been in the Money Marathon, I think I'll just mention it, and then maybe at another session we'll go forward with it more. But it's forgiveness for what other people have done to us and the revenge things, which we dealt with in the Money Marathon. But so I have some other angles on it, but I think I'm going to save it for another time, because I'd really like to deal with this aspect of creativity and really voicing who we are and giving our gifts to the world. And Shelley had mentioned just before around having a headache and getting clear about who she is. Now, I'm not sure how much that there's links with, and I'm sure it will, with a whole theme of creativity and getting out there and expressing her creativity. We will deal with that issue too. And, you know, quite apart from how much it has to do with today's theme. So, actually, I'm just going to open up the call again and just see, let's just get a start on things. And Shelley, maybe you can say for a moment what you would like cleared. And I know it was a headache. Oh dear. There's I'll just open it up for both. Actually, wait a second. Here, I'm going to open it up so that you can talk. So Shelley.
Yes.
So basically, you were saying that you had a headache because you've been, you know, the money, 10-day money marathon and the tapping summit and everything. And is that, we can tap on the physical thing, but I'm wondering, in terms of your creativity and being out there, maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Okay, the creativity, yeah. There seems to be, you know, around when I'm at home, it's lovely. I have creativeness in, just my everyday things. And I love to quilt and I love to knit and just even creating a meal. So my at-home creativity seems to be pretty good right now.
That's great.
Yeah, there's a balance. I've decided that I can't wait till I'm old and retired to be a little knitter. So I started knitting again, and I've enjoyed it very much. So, but it's the outer world, of course, the creative. I'm also doing quite a bit of study on finances and the world and how that all fits together. So to me,
yes.
That's becoming my work right now.
Yes.
So I feel like everything is trying to push me out in the world to do something. And it's, to me, it's feeling wrong. It's feeling like I need to just be for a while. I guess I need some integration time with all this work that I've been doing.
Yes.
I just almost didn't even want to come on the call this morning because I was in resistance to it because I thought, man, I haven't even integrated all the neat stuff that I have been learning. And I wrote down at the end of the summit, they did a day where they just kind of led you through a thing where you had to write and write and write and whatever came up around this issue or that issue. Well, I have a book here to do. and I feel like, you know, I just need to close myself off and get at it. And I've had some wonderful synchronicities with clearing an issue. I just, you know, something came up. I saw something in the paper about someone who had worked for us, and she left, and I was hurt that she left, and I was feeling resentful, I guess, that she moved on, and now here she is advertising in the paper. And I thought, it just twigged. I had this feeling in the gut of my stomach that, man, she's pushing my buttons. And I dropped everything. I went in my little quiet space, and I tapped on it. And
good for you.
Yeah, and didn't leave it, didn't wait. And that was really a powerful thing because I usually put it on the back burner until later. But it was really great. I felt it shift. And then the next day, I was buying groceries, and I got in my car, and I was just putting my receipt in my purse. And I looked up, and walking across the parking lot was this girl. And I thought, how beautiful. Now, how do I feel about it? And I thought, I feel really good. I lost all that hurt and that resentment. And I thought, that was a powerful piece to tell me, yes, tapping works. Look at what it did here, you know. It was just a confirmation for me. Because, you know, you can tap away and, feels a little better. But, is it working? Well, that was powerful. So when something comes up now, I'm so grateful for it, and I just drop everything and do it.
That's fantastic because you know that that's the time when it's most it can be most effective.
Okay.
Because you've got the issue right there; it's raw, and it's otherwise sometimes it's hard to get. And I think that's partly what I do on my calls is getting up the emotions and stirring them up and finding them. Because if you can't really find them, it's very hard to clear them.
Right. That's
because So it's actually finding and this is a mind shift, and I don't know if I've talked about it, but and that is to see that whenever something which twigs you or gives you a reaction, to greet it and say, oh, this is good, because this is showing one other place where I need to just free myself. So it's actually a opportunity as opposed to something that's negative. And I think if you embrace and have gratitude for that, that can really shift your whole being. And so it looks like, and then act right away to clear it. And that's why, having these tools, it's great to be on calls, and there's things that you can do with people, coaches or mentors working to clear things that it's difficult to do on your own. But having at the same time, if you just leave it to being with other people, you're not going to get you're not going to get all the results. And so I'm so happy to hear that you're integrating it and doing it on your own, because that's fantastic.
So that was a physical feeling I had in the pit of my stomach, so I was able to recognize it. Now today it's this full-blown headache that
I guess, okay,
anger behind it or something. It's like, oh yeah, I could do that one, but I don't think I can do this one. You know, it's bigger. It hurts more, and
Okay. And there's anger, you say. Now, what kind of anger would that be?
Yeah, I wonder. I'm toying with this for the first time here. I said that because I feel like, why do I have this headache? And there's that mm-hmm. kind of feeling.
Yeah.
It feels like it's coming from my eyes, and which makes sense in one level, because mm-hmm. as I'm doing this clearing, I'm seeing things differently. I am, you know, my glasses almost feel too strong for me now. And I've been noticing I get up in the morning and I forget to put them on. And this takes me back to some vision training I did years ago where you're comfortable with the blur.
Right.
So I don't know where that is, and maybe that's why I said, get on the call, girl.
Yeah, good. And actually, I don't know if you've got the packets. There was an upgrade for the EFT Telesummit. I didn't get it, but in fact, I've been on very little of the Telesummit, even though I would have, would have liked to have been, just because of my other work right now. But there's something on vision for that in that Telesummit, vision and EFT.
And I haven't had time to even go and look at those things yet. I did order the package, but I haven't had time to go and do that. And
Well, maybe that, rather than sort of saying, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, go with your intuition, but you might look at that particular one because the vision is coming up.
Right. Thank you.
And we will do something on your headache right now, okay?
Thank you.
And see what happens.
Okay.
So, and seeing things differently. What are you seeing differently? Just that, and then we'll go into the clearing.
What am I seeing? Well, the ability to soften a wee bit and not control everything. Allow what is happening in this moment to be, just be present with that. And feeling in the pit of the stomach, then I know what to do about that. If it's mm-hmm. gratitude and joy, be in that, you know, celebrate that.
Right.
Really appreciating the days I don't have to go into the clinic to work. I'm utilizing those days here at the house very, very much. So I'm honored and grateful for it.
Yeah. And from something you said before, it feels like your intuition is that you really need time to integrate and to, you know, have a lot of time with yourself.
Yes.
And I would go for that. Like, as much as possible, which doesn't mean you don't talk to anybody or relate to anybody, but as much as possible, give yourself that time and don't say that you have to learn all these things about the finances and this and that. You can do that gradually, or this other stuff that you think is being out in the world. It feels like right now that you being out in the world is going to be in a different way than it has been. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so you need to give yourself permission for that.
Yes. And not feel guilty about not pulling my weight.
What are you feeling guilty about not doing?
Just like, let's see, the guilt comes from, I guess, my husband going out and working hard and me staying at home. It almost feels like I'm playing I'm doing stuff for me. It just feels maybe a little selfish, you know?
Yeah.
But
and
I know
what if
to do.
Oh, sorry?
It's such a strong feeling that I have to do it. Period of time feels very much like it's my growth time, my inner growth time. And if I don't honor that now, as you say, it will go to the back burner again. And it just feels, it almost feels like there's an essence of time to it where it's so speeded up that I have to consciously slow down. But
yes.
It feels like it's now. You have to do this now. But I have to, maintain that balance in it too, where I honor what
yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Wow.
So, were you going to say something else?
No, just hit me how difficult keeping that balance is.
Yes.
You feel the speed of light. You feel the speed of everything around you, and you
mm-hmm.
have to stay present and calm in it all.
Yeah, yeah.
Chaos.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go into some of those feelings. And Emily, I don't know if you've got anything that you want to bring up right now, or we'll just first go into what Shelley has said, which
it
is
feels
a fair
like,
amount.
It feels like to proceed with what we're into with Shelley.
Yes.
Just go with that.
Oh, okay, great. So
thanks.
Here we go, and we'll see what comes up with that. And usually it rings bells with other people too. So here we go. Even though I have this bad headache and my head's spinning and I don't know what to do, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though my head's spinning and I hate it and I'm angry, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm really pissed off about my headache, I deeply love and accept myself. Head spinning, headache in my head. There's too much going on. Too much to integrate. I'm resisting, integrating. What am I resisting? What if I could just let it all happen? Not say that I have to work at integrating. What if it didn't have to be work to integrate all this? What if I didn't have to listen to every damn tape of the Tapping Summit or do all this stuff? What if I was just to gently listen to what I needed right now, what I needed right now, what I needed right now? What if I just was to listen to what I need right now, which is time to feel and think and knit. And knitting is really important right now. Even if I was just to knit right now, it would be perfect because knitting knits it together. Knitting knits things together. And I am knitting things together for the next stage of my life. And I'm shifting. I'm shifting what I'm doing. I'm shifting. And knitting helps me to knit together a new identity, to knit instead of nitpick. I got to stop nitpicking myself, nitpicking everything. I'm just going to knit. Okay, that was the first round. I'm just going to open it up for a moment for Shelley just to see if there's anything that came out of that. There's lots of noise in my background here. Shelley? Oh. Now, why am I? Oh, sorry, I put it on the wrong thing. You probably tried to talk. Not very good. Shelley?
Hello?
Hi.
There? Okay.
Yes.
Nitpicking was very good. That's exactly what it's been. I've been nitpicking at, feeling compelled to do all these things and yet finding the balance in it. And as soon as you started doing the clearing, my shoulders just dropped about 3 inches. And I just felt a rush of energy come up me. Ah, like you gave me permission to just shut up and sit down. It's lovely.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the knitting was a very nice metaphor for getting it all put together. And
yeah.
It's funny because I was knitting a little square the other night and I was trying to follow a pattern, which I don't often do. And halfway through the square, I noticed it had been reversed. So everything is wrong from the top half.
Yes.
It went backwards. And I thought, oh, isn't that perfect? I have to do the whole thing over. But do I? I don't have to. I can just do it like that. It's a new pattern.
Yeah. Lovely. And knitting can be so good for integrating things. Because it gives you time, it gives your hands something to do, and it gives you possibilities of thinking and mulling over. And I mean, I don't know the whole thing, the neurological thing, but I would think that it would be the perfect thing for you right now.
Yeah.
Even if I haven't, and seeing as you mentioned it earlier, even if I haven't, how would you say it? You know, even if it hadn't come up in the clearing, it makes a lot of sense there. And, okay, and I actually just see somebody else has come on the line, which is great. Is that Lorna or Chris?
Hi, Katie, it's Alex.
Oh, it's Alex. Alex, how are you in Bakersfield, California? I guess it's another Skype user. Right. Welcome. Oh, I'm happy you're able to make it. We've got a small group here, and we're that's wonderful. Okay. So welcome.
Thank you.
And we'll I'm just doing something with Shelley, then we've got Emily and you to bring up whatever you want. So Shelley, just with an so I would think that that's perfect for you, is just doing knitting. And something that I would like to, just knowing your story and everything that's happening with you, you know, and I would actually like to do this next clearing about how your husband is out there working hard and you're playing, okay?
Okay.
Because essentially what you have done through the clearing work that you did, you know, with the previous clearing work that we've done, and work we've done privately, you've manifested in your life a huge amount of money that's going to be coming to you, and that is a wonderful income source for the family.
Right.
And you did it without working hard.
You're right.
And it's more money than you could have been working for. Well, I have no idea how much it is, but I imagine that it would be a lot of work. A lifetime.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to tell that voice to shut up. Anyway, here we go. We'll see what happens. But and of course, it's very natural because we have these patterns that we have to work really hard, and how the income is going to come, and that it has to be from a certain way. And what you've done is allowed income to come to you, and that's amazing. And
you're right.
If he wants to work hard, that's great, but he doesn't have to anymore.
Right. And that's so true. I think what the piece that I am just starting to get a handle on is that the reason that this is coming to me is because of all the clearing I'm doing and all the work with me, you know, the internal releasing of what the whole old money pattern looked like.
Exactly.
And by me releasing that, I mean, that's what I say, that this is my work. Work is not a hard word in this case. It's my being playful with it and allowing those old patterns to release.
And right, exactly.
Allow the money to come forward.
Yeah, and exactly. And even clearing that space originally where, you know, it seemed like a very bad investment, and it's coming back to you.
Uh-huh.
you know, that is not a coincidence.
Right.
So here we go. So let's just clear this thing. even though I feel like I'm being terribly irresponsible by being at home and doing this really deep work, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel like my poor husband is going out and working so hard. Well, I'm not working so hard. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I have to compete with my husband to work hard, I deeply love and accept myself. Okay, he's got to work hard, but he doesn't. He really doesn't. He only has to work hard if he wants to work hard. And I only have to work hard if I want to work hard. And if I just have to relax into this, I have to relax into this. I did an amazing, amazing job of clearing things for myself, and the fruit is coming, and yet I'm not quite ready to accept it. I'm having a hard time accepting that all this money is coming through and coming through, and I've manifested it. I'm actually having a hard time accepting what I have manifested. I'm having a really hard time accepting what I manifested. In fact, it's becoming a real headache for me. It's a headache for me to think that I have so much money coming, and I'm so afraid that somehow I will not handle it right. And what I just need to know is I just need to keep working on these issues, and I will handle it beautifully. I am learning how to handle things beautifully, and I don't have to get a headache. I don't have to get a headache. I don't have to work my head about this. I just have to be in a deep, deep, deep knowing, a deep, deep, deep going into my intuition, a deep, deep acceptance of my intuition. I just have to do that. I just have to do that. I just need to do that. I just need to do that. And I need to work on my creativity. I need to work on my own work is so important. Kip's got his work. He's got his work. He knows his work. He's doing his work. It's not him that needs to be worked on right now. It's not him that needs to be worked on right now, although it would be so much easier for me to work on him than to work on myself. It's so much easier for me to work on him rather than work on myself. Okay. Shelley?
Yeah.
Ooh,
thank you.
That was kind of a mouthful.
Very lovely, but, very powerful. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm not sure what it'll do for the headache, but it may just shift it a bit, and
yeah,
whatever is good. Keep tapping.
Yeah.
Right. So anything else come out of that, or I'll just see what other issues?
I didn't realize this was going to be a personal coaching call, and I feel bad that Emily and Alex are still in the wings.
Don't feel bad. There's plenty of time, and I actually really wanted to do this with you. Okay? And we've got a smaller group today, so that's wonderful. We can get to everybody. It's who's on the call, and I think we can do it well. So, and there are many times when you're just sitting in the background. So here, this is your time, and you have the right to that. And here's a question, Shelley, which I think is useful for everybody, is where am I not accepting help in my life? Because the universe is there to really help you and to be there for you. And, you know, perhaps there's a part of you that's kind of, that feels guilty for help, for getting the help. And maybe we'll do a little clearing on that if that's not too much for you, because it'll also relate to other people. But I will take up the other what other people are bringing too. So, okay, so thanks so much, Shelley.
Thank you very much, Katie. Beautiful.
And it's a great example for other people as they come into more wealth, because it is really, it's frightening. And you don't know if you can handle it. And you can get even more stressed out than you are without money because you're so afraid of losing it or something. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to clear as it comes up. It's working on your money patterns is not just important when you're broke. It's important at every stage because it's your whole relation to bringing in abundance in your life. And at different stages, it's going to be different in its in the content. But yeah. So Emily, would you like to say something, and then I'll take Alex.
I could begin, or if Alex has something right there, I'm open either way.
Well, Emily, you came first, so
I'll put it
on the agenda, and I'll probably take Alex as well, so we'll be clearing both of you at one after another rather than taking a break between the two. Okay?
Yeah, sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I've been sitting here. I didn't have a big run to the call. I had to kind of take myself away from something else that I've been very involved in. I've been doing a lot of writing in the last 24 hours. And a lot
Great.
Of contemplation. And so etymology is coming up here. As you were speaking, Shelley, it was very, I'm just digesting it. And as the topic of the last 10 days was about money. And some of the root word of money is matter. And matter is like mother and the body and earth.
Yeah.
So our relationship with money, as I learn to relate to money in different ways, it's also connected to my relationship to my body and the body of the earth. And so I think about it that way sometimes in terms of contextualizing it. So the other thing that was coming to me just before this call about words and associations that I have, people who are in charge of a lot of money, who work for big corporations, they have the title of controller. And
yes.
that was very much striking me in terms of, Katie knows, I just wrote a big vision statement for myself with my business and what I'm doing with that. So it feels like some of my creativity right now is going into creating something new with my business that I haven't known before. And so I've been doing a bit of contrasting of, well, what was it and what is it? And I think in the paradigm of, well, men are the ones controlling business and money, and me kind of just, I've shaped myself around that. That's been a big theme for me, going through the actions, learning the lines for the play of this thing that's being controlled by that which doesn't feel essentially connected to something essential in me. And so kind of it feels like that's the cusp of what's happening. And I saw this play that was really big for me on the weekend. And then yesterday, it was a very it was a very beautiful day. And there were three extended phone calls I had with three older, wise male friends in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also working with a moon cycle that my friend gave me and shared with me. And yesterday, the theme... it was very much connected to that, like in terms of the, it was a rest day, and today is the blessing day, but it felt like all those conversations with males who've gotten to know me and I've gotten to know them, and they're a little different than that. They have resisted that sort of, you know, oh yes, the controller archetype that we're all supposed to be organizing our lives around. And I have just committed to some business training with a large group of people from around the world. And the person who...
Yeah, with Ralph. Ryan Eliason, isn't it?
Ryan. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, what feels good here and what's different? And I think it was one of the things that came through in that. It was like the percentage of money that is within a small group of people, how much there is. And, well, what if we just spread that out a little bit, you know? Like, and what would be bad about that, right? And if everyone felt a sense of agency, more people felt a sense of agency to engage with this and shape it and create it like their own sculpture, and we're all unique in what we do. And so, yeah, that when we do that, guess what? We're not the controllers anymore, because we're not in charge of everything. We're more like the facilitators of things that are, you know, and that's how I see my work when I work with others. It's not like I have oh yeah, I want this to happen, or the person comes in and everything is said in words, because there's many things that go beyond just the word realm that are so important in the shaping, in the leading, and it needs to be back and forth. And that's one thing that I appreciate about these calls, is it's very creative depending on who shows up and how we do it. And the structure isn't all set out ahead of time, and I like that because that's engaging the part of me that I have kept that down, the parts of me that want to be creative, but I don't know what's going to come out, and I don't know how it's going to come out. And so, you know, that sense of how to begin to engage with those creative parts of myself that haven't got the structure that's been laid out in a very controlled kind of way for how to do that.
Thank you for that, because I'm battling actually a little bit within myself, because I've created structures for this club just to have something that would, something to guide me. And then today I was just feeling like, oh my goodness, this doesn't feel right, what I've got. And but it does feel right doing this coaching on these varied issues. I guess sometimes the structure, there's somebody who I've been listening to recently, and he talks about needing to make a plan, but also knowing that that plan can completely change.
Yeah.
And so it's just having, and knowing that the universe is going to just throw whatever it is, but kind of looking to the distance and seeing what one's big vision and goals are and having a plan for it and, you know, working out that plan in many ways, but at the same time being totally open to the moment and what your intuitive guidance brings you and what comes to you from the outside, which may change that plan a lot. So that was actually, I found quite helpful, because I've been battling between, you know, these kind of rigid business plans that one gets and then one's intuition comes in and you don't know quite what to do with it. So that's that sounds like a really interesting journey. And Alex here actually on the call has done a lot on feminine business, so it'll be interesting to see what she has to say on that. And Emily, and I love what you say about the money and relationship to mother. That's very interesting. Now, is there something that you would like to just clear around this? Is this the controller archetype? Would you like to work on the control thing?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm probably blind to all the ways in which I have taken that on in some ways. Like I've fought against it, I've resisted, so I didn't want to have any structure, but then, well, now I'm feeling drawn to structure at the same time. So what
right.
you said about, yeah, just that it's, and when we do that, when we create the plan but we're also open to it totally changing, then that doesn't make us very easily controlled by other sort of things around us. And so sometimes I identify and I don't know, is that inside me or is that a reality of the world around me? I'm not sure when I see that.
Okay.
But the concepts of something outside wanting to control and shape things in ways that are restrictive, actually. I'm not sure whether
right.
that those are realities outside of me or to what extent that's inside of me that I have just absorbed and I haven't
exactly
known how,
yes.
because I don't see it because it's in me. It's so normal.
Yeah. So why don't we do something on that?
Okay.
And we'll see what comes out, unless you have, you know, something else that was really coming to the fore. Yeah, okay. And then I'll ask Alex what she has to add to the mix, and we may have a very interesting mix here. Okay? Okay. I didn't hear anything further. Alex.
Yeah?
Is that did you want to add something for clearing or add something to the conversation, whatever?
And it's interesting. I feel like I'm really identifying with what Sheila and Emily said. Interestingly enough, I feel like in my personal life, I'm really relating to Sheila and what's going on with her and her husband, because my partner gets up at 5 every day, and I've been going through a lot of change, and I've been home a lot and just, you know, trying to figure out, even before I knew I was starting a new step, I felt like I was already in that process. And yesterday, the big contention of a disagreement, and we, you know, that has kind of left us in a challenging situation about going forward in our relationship, is that I've been telling him that I need more me time. And he doesn't understand, like, if we're in love and we want to be together, why don't we want to spend weekends and every minute free together? And I'm trying to explain to him that it's not that I don't want to, it's that right now I need to honor this process or whatever I'm in. Like, I can't even explain it. I just know that no one can do it for me, and I need to be in my own space to do it. And so, so thank you, Sheila, for sharing that. It really was helpful, and the nitpicking and all that. And then with Emily, I think that I'm sort of looking back on the last 3 years of my business and the last 10 years, and trying to not feel pressured, you know, about everybody wanting to know what's the next step, what are you going to do next, and instead just trying to honor my intuition and my creativity. And I don't really exactly even know what that is going to be yet. And so I'm having, like, just a little bit of a hard time around just honoring that as well, like just that, you know, that unfolding. And I really love the metaphor of money as well, with matter and Mother Earth, and that really made sense to me, because I'm coming out of having my business, being an entrepreneur in a very corporate environment the last 3 years, and really feeling that pressure of constantly having to meet all these financial, you know, goals that they've set, and knowing that to me success actually comes from helping people from your heart, and then it's through that the money comes, not through financial goals and then trying to go the other way. And so I'm kind of taking that with me and really wanting to bring that forward in my next chapter.
Great. And so if you were to say what part of clearing you would like, as well as what Emily's doing and what Shelley has been doing, what would kind of just stand out for you as a statement right now, almost? Actually, I'm kind of getting, like, I have the right to free time. And that means time on my own to figure out things.
Mm-hmm. And being, I think, not feeling guilty and being clear, put around a boundary around it. Because what I do is nobody's stopping me from that but myself. And then when I put myself in situations where I'm trying to please others and I'm not putting up that boundary, then I resent them.
Right. And if you were just to say right now, and I'm feeling like making it specific is somehow important, if you were saying what, and this is probably, well, good exercise for everybody, how much time do you want right now just to be on your own? And like, what would satisfy you right now? Like, would it be one day of the weekend? Would it be the whole day? Would it be a couple of days during the week, part of a day? Like, sometimes for me, just having the mornings, like, is really important to me. You know, like, I get really irritated when other people try and get that, you know, want to have that space, because that's the time when I really feel precious. What might be that? You don't have to answer that, but it's just
of the morning. I'm starting to do that, and some mornings I can't because I have clients. But I like the idea of having some precious mornings, and then even just having a whole day to myself. You know, I think somehow I have to figure out how to do that, and it's possible. It could be Monday. It could be, you know, I just have to do it. That's all.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so we're going to go into the clearings, and wonderful. So with Emily, it's the controlling, the controller.
Can I just give some information that just came through
here? Yes, definitely.
This is really interesting. I'm lying there listening to the next part of our call, and my right knee is just like going crazy, and there's like this pain that's just come up in my knee, and I'm like, oh, gosh. And so anyways, I went over to my Heal Your Body book by Louise Hay.
Yes.
And so here's what it is with knees. I am flexible and flowing because it's connected to pride and ego. So stubborn ego and pride, forgiveness, understanding, compassion. I bend and flow with ease, and all is well. So here it is. This is what I need to clear, the part that are flexible and I'm in the ground here.
And, of course, the controller is not flexible.
Yes, yes.
At all. The controller says this is the way it's got to be, and you've obviously, you know, all of us have that male controller in our, or, you know, if we designate it that way, controller in us that's saying that it has to be this way, and listening to outside people who say it has to be that way too. Okay, so we'll go for it. Even though I feel like I'm being controlled all the time, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it's really hard for me to be flexible and flow and not feel guilty, and I feel controlled all the time, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I am tired and of feeling guilty and controlled by the controller within me, I deeply love and accept myself. It's not about structure. It's not about organization. It's not about structure or organization. It's about who controls the structure, who controls the organization. It's about what it is all about. What is it all about? What is it all about? What is it all about? It's all about I no longer want a male force outside, a male deity outside telling me what to do, telling me what to do. I'm tired of male deities in whatever form, human or not, telling me what to do. The business models that are male, male, that tell you what to do, even if they're in female voices. The same things are saying. They're saying not to listen to your intuition. They're saying that just do this and it will be fine. Just take all the steps, and yet all the steps are not necessarily mine. They don't leave room. They don't leave room. They don't leave room for the feminine intuition. And yes, they are great. They're great to have. They're great to know. They're great to know, and they're great also to know when not to use, when to use and not to use, when to use and not to use. And why am I becoming so amazing at just figuring out, not even figuring out, but just knowing when to use the structures, knowing when to use the plans, knowing how to do these things, and yet knowing when it's time to go in deeply. I'm going in deeply, even though I'm taking this course with this male. This course, which will have all the plans and all the organization, and I'm going to figure it out, and I'm going to have this plan, and I'm going to have this plan, and yet I'm also going to have this non-plan, this way of being in the moment, which allows for anything to come up, which allows for anything to come up. Okay, I'm going to go on, and we can, some of the stuff that Alex came up with, and which I think are all related. So, yes, even though I feel like I don't have the right to do my business in the way I want to do it. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel like I don't have the right to do my business in the way I want to do it. I deeply love and accept myself, even though for years I've talked about feminine business. I really don't know how to do my business that way yet, and I deeply love and accept myself. I'm just relaxing right into it. I'm going to relax right into it. I'm going to relax right into the next step, the next stage as it germinates, as it germinates, as the seed germinates. The seed is there. The seed is all there. It's just for me to go within and discover what that seed is. Discover what it is that's waiting to be birthed. Discover what it is that's waiting to be birthed. And it's okay for me to take my time. It's great for me to take my time. In fact, if I didn't take my time to do that now, it would be a total waste of time. All that action on the outside, on the outside, on the outside would be a total waste of time. My action needs to come from an inspired place as I birth this new business, as I birth this new business, as I birth this new business. I am birthing something new. Something new, and all my old structures are wanting to put the old on it, but I cannot know. I cannot know. I cannot know. I am birthing. I am birthing. I'm birthing something new, and if I put all the old concepts on it, I'm not going to be doing myself a favor. I'm not going to be doing myself a favor, so I'm just going to let myself birth it. I'm going to let myself birth it. I'm just going to put my focus on the birthing, on the ideas, on the seed. On the seed, on realizing what the seed is, on letting it manifest. I'm going to put my focus there and not on all the dictums that people say, all the things people say about what I have to do, all the things people say about what I have to do. I'm just going to be listening to my heart song. Listen to my heart song. Listen to my heart song. Okay, so what I'm going to do is open it up, and then we're going to do the healing codes. But we'll just hear any last bits, how that's impacting people. Then we'll do the healing codes, and then we'll end the call, just not to make it too long a call. Okay, because we're up to almost our hour. So. Yeah, can I just maybe get, we'll just ask who would like to say something right now.
It's Shelley.
Yes, hi Shelley.
I'm so tickled that it almost felt that all three of us themed together. We all sort of came down to the idea of, you know, going inside and listening to our intuition and being quiet and still, and that's okay to run our business that way and run our life that way, and all the answers will just be right there and be very evident. I'm quite taken with how it all sort of came down to through like a funnel into the piece at the end. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. I love that. Thank you, Shelley, for summing that up so nicely. And, Emily and Alex, anything you would like to say?
Thank you.
It's Alex.
Oh, okay.
Ahead,
Alex,
Emily.
Then?
Alex? Okay. Okay, I'll go. Myself as well. I'm just really grateful that I could come on the call, and thank you for, you know, everyone who shared. And I just feel very connected, and it's kind of just reminding me that we are all connected. We are all one, and, you know, we're never alone, and we're never, I don't know, I guess this is what I needed to hear. And even my right knee was, I woke up and it was hurting this morning. So just you bringing that up was just blew my mind about just the magic and mystery of the universe and how we're so connected and, you know, how everything is there for us if we can just like maybe shift our view a bit or just can just, yeah, like you know, the clearing and the letting go of the thoughts that are holding us back.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alex. I'm glad, and that's so funny about the right knee. funny, yes. So, Emily, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I heard this other distant thing. I thought it was you, Emily, but I guess it wasn't.
No.
Okay, so Emily, go ahead then.
Oh, thank you. I'm very grateful for this as well, and we've each had plenty of time to share, and I have this image of kind of like a little swirl, you know, like the three of us in a swirl, and Katie, you holding the wand and the conduit for the swirl. So that's the image I'm leaving this with. Thank you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Okay, so we'll do the last part of that swirl with the healing codes. And I'm going to put the truth focus statement is I am relaxing into building my business in my way. And if, as with always, people are free to modify it for themselves, but if that resonates, certainly take it. So I'm going to start. So I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to feeling that I have to run my business in another way, or that I don't have time, that I'm controlled by the men and the male concept of business, or that I don't have time, or I don't have the right to take time to myself, to feed myself and to listen to this next stage that I am at. I ask that all those issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the divine. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And if people can take their hands and focus them in between the eyebrows, focus the energy. And then down to the, and then we're taking it down to the throat. I am relaxing into building my business in my way. Do it my way. The old Frank Sinatra. I'm not overly fond of Frank Sinatra as a person, but I'll do it my way comes to mind now as we're focusing the energy on the throat. And then focusing the energy on the sides of the jaws. And then on the side of the temples. And then in between the eyebrows. And then down to the throat. And then to the side of the jaws. And then the side of the temples. I am relaxing into building my business in my way. I'm doing it my way as it becomes revealed to me. I'm having a plan, and then I'm being flexible with plans. And then here, I'm focusing the energy in between the eyebrows. And then down to the throat. And then to the side of the chin, of the jaws. And then to the side of the temples. And then we're going to put one hand on top of the other, on top of the head, and just leave it there. And then let the hands come down to the sides, and just look out and see what's in the environment. See something beautiful. I'm looking at this beautiful pink flower. Wonderful. So I'm going to open up for a moment, and we can just say, those of you who can make it, it's a lot in the same day. There's my creativity cafe with walking to yourself, the way of the human warrior, and around pilgrimage. So that should be really fun and interesting, and is talking about going deeper into our own self through walking. And so anything else, or we'll just say goodbye?
Katie?
And yes?
Shelley, I just have a question about that. If I'm unable to make that call, are we able to listen to a recording of it later?
Definitely. There's going to be, the recording's going to be up till Sunday night. And actually the same link that has the link to the web link.
Okay.
To the call, we'll have the link to the replay this time.
Okay.
So you'll be able to access it almost immediately if you feel like it, or later. So you'll have a couple of days to take it in if you would like to.
Super.
Okay. Wonderful. So it's been great having all you women on the line here, and it's been perfect today. It's just felt really good. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. So bye-bye and have a great week, and we'll be connecting in one way or another. Bye. Thank you very much, and bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.